You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. We got a great selection of music for you today, including later in the show. Bernie is doing a Blur extravaganza because he found a new favorite band and he gets to play them on the radio. First of all, we got Susan by Layla Zoe. Again, one of our favorite artists. We like to play her a lot on this show. This is a bit slower of her new album, Back to the Spirit of 66, which isn't really an album. It's more of a live recording of a lot of her most popular songs. And it really shows because the musicians are amazing. Her talent is really shown well in her vocals. This is Susan by Layla Zoe. You're listening to Rock and Ride.
Thank you. a story, Paul. Tell me a sad story. To shine, go out there and show them what's yours is mine. Ain't no difference, ain't no queen. There's only one way to be, to live.
What an amazing song that is, and the entire album is just as amazing. If you didn't know, we here at CGSF have charts of our own from the playlist that Connor makes here at the station, and that album is currently number one on those charts. What a great album. Here's Luca Rayom.
Hello, guys. Again, this is CGSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Luca, and you're listening to Rock and Ride from 2 to 3. A band I recently discovered here at the station is a somewhat local band, but it's just across the border in Anacortes, Washington, where the rock group by the name of Gravel comes from. It isn't a lot different from Arbideen, a city influenced by music, touched by the influential art of Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, also with the Melvins and Metal Church, which all began in that very town. Both are decent working-class towns that face the Pacific Ocean from remote corners of the rugged Olympic Peninsula. Singer-guitarist Brian Elliott and the bassist Dale Robinson were originally in the near-acoustic Pounding Surfs, but entered a new era when guitarist Rich Papatres set forward in his driving guitar riffs, tuning in the group to a rock powerhouse, also with the addition of Bobby Vo on drums. The album I'm featuring today is their debut title, Break a Bone. It's a remarkable debut. I mean, it's nine glorious songs featuring driving beat. It just makes you want to stomp your feet when you listen to it. It's truly awesome. But Gravel isn't quite the garage rock revivalist that some people class it as today, but the group does play with a similar brutish style that instantly makes you groove. And never mind the drummer is wheelchair bound, so damn, like, jeez. Break a Bone is a loud scream that comforts you in a way. A song like Bucket of Blood and Stone Yard have the same lonely edge as the bass blues, along with amazing tempo throughout, just truly. A track that I want to play for you guys here is Slow Driver by Gravel. Here you go. We'll be right back. Oh man, I really like that beat. It really just like motivates me to want to do something with my life. Anyways, here's a great track, another pick that I got from the CJSF library. It's The Sapphires with their amazing first track, Dead Man's Grave. Here you go.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. Have you heard of the Fast Cap Ferries? An interesting story of unfortunate investments and political controversy all around a set of three ships which may be coming to an end. In 1990, BC was going to get a new line of passenger-only ferries, advertised as a faster, more efficient way of getting to Vancouver Island. Unfortunately, the planned $210 million set turned out to be a $465 million waste, with slower, less fuel-efficient ships as the reward. After only having been in use very briefly, they were thrown to the auction house, where the Washington Marine Group purchased the boats. After 6 years of attempts at using the ships for good, the boats started swapping hands more and more. Now they are in the hands of an engineer tasked with scrapping them, who says, it's just not right. They're not anywhere near their end of life. Believe it or not, despite hundreds of millions of wasted dollars, these three ships hold an amount of emotional weight in some people's minds. The original auction purchase by the Washington Marine Group was a sort of emotional bit of face-saving, as they were a major partner in constructing the Fast Cats. While it would be a wonderful story to see these boats finally brought back to life thanks to new innovations, it is likely that the scrapyard is soon to be the destination for the set of ships. Although, if anyone listening has tens of millions of dollars laying around, maybe you could be the one to finally bring use to these now decrepit and always wasteful Fast Cap ferries. The next song we got for you today is Star of the County Down by the Grinning Barretts.
Last July, from a boarding green came a sweet Christine, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked
What a great uplifting song. The next one we got for you is Wannabe by Autogram. Here we go.
Hello, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Rock and Ride. Stay tuned in here. This next song you're going to be listening to is Easy Out by Thala.
You didn't even bother telling me now. That you had told me. Guess I wasn't worth picking up the phone, but I swear if you leave us behind.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
Hey there, Rockin' Riders. Today, I would like to do a segment I have decided to call Blur Extravaganza. All the songs on Modern Life is Rubbish you might have missed. As I have mentioned before on this show, Blur is a band I've recently been getting into. For a long time, I was stuck listening to music which I knew I liked, but I had heard too many times before. It had been a while since I had had the thrill and obsession of discovering a new artist that I liked, and delving deep down the rabbit hole of their discography. Then one New Year's Eve, through a recommendation from my good friend Maya, I decided to listen through the special edition of Modern Life is Rubbish as I was falling asleep. I knew I had found my new next musical phase because I could not fall asleep until I listened to the whole album all the way through. Although the band Blur is mainly known for its later, more commercially successful albums like Park Life and The Great Escape, Modern Life is Rubbish is an amazing album and actually has several hits as well. Although Modern Life is Rubbish was only the second album the band had ever made, it cracked the charts with bangers such as For Tomorrow, Chemical World, Sunday Sunday, and Pop Scene. Although these are just